Reporting from the State Track and Field Championships for 1650 The Fan, I'm Carl Woldrig. Started things off this morning with the distance medley relay in Class 1A and Class 4A on the girls' side of things. Hudson was our best area finisher in the 1A in 4:30.22. Finishing 18th was North Tama in 4:32 flat, and finishing 23rd was Wapsie Valley 4:37.38. In Class 4A, Cedar Falls was disqualified. 110-meter high hurdle preliminaries, Gunnar Meyer of Wapsie Valley qualified for the finals in Class 1A with a 14.92 clocking. In Class 4A, Sydney Atkins of Cedar Falls ran a 16.14. That was not fast enough to qualify for the finals. Coming up on the track, we'll have 4x200-meter relay, Wapsie Valley and Clarksville in 1A on the boys' side, Cedar Falls and West on the 4A side of the boys. Then we'll go over to the girls, Wapsie Valley and Don Basco in 1A, and East in Class 4A. After that, 400 hurdles and distance medley, then the 4x1 and 4x4 preliminaries, and that will wrap up our round. Just had a false start called on the 4A 110-meter high hurdle event right in front of us. Taking a look at the field events, Natalie C. of Waterloo East competing in the 4A shot put, 1A discus, Elise Trunk of Hudson, Jenna Meyer of Clarksville competing there. In the Class 4A long jump, we've got Trey Campbell of Cedar Falls and Tyree Gardner of West. Reporting from the State Track and Field Championships for 1650 The Fan, I'm Carl Woldrig.